Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 29, Johannesburg, Mbombela and Polokwane 27 degrees. We start in Limpopo, where Action SA says it will request the Special Investigating Unit to probe potential links between the founders of Makoro Foundation and companies allegedly benefiting from tender contracts within Polokwane Municipality. The investigation is to determine whether the foundation's activities are connected to any wrongdoing in the awarding of municipal contracts. Here's Action SA's Victor Mtombela.
Specifically, we're looking at Iceberg Trading Company, which has bagged millions in contracts for electrical work, road construction, and civil works. Was the bidding process fair? Were there any shady dealings? We need answers. Action SA is committed to transparency, accountability, and ethical governance in Limpopo. We won't tolerate corruption that robs our communities of resources and development. It's time for the truth to come out.
To the Pretoria North Magistrates Court now, where two suspects are expected to appear in court today in connection with the murder of six community patrol members in Soshanguve.
Police traced the first suspect to Soshanguve Extension 20. Police recovered one firearm, 9mm Gisan with ammunition, and serial numbers filed off. The police proceed to the second address in Soshanguve Extension 6, where the second suspect was arrested.
That's Hawks spokesperson Christopher Single. Now, the community patrol group was shot and killed on Saturday in the Marry Me informal settlement. Staying in Soshanguve, Ntswane Mayor Nasipi Moyo has tabled an electricity grid stability plan, which will be implemented in the next 2 weeks to stabilize power supply. For years, residents there have struggled with sporadic outages. Here's the mayor's spokesperson, Zinhle Matlitli.
The following areas will benefit from the IA upgrades: Soshanguve blocks BB and NN, Tswaying and parts of Winterfell. We apologize to communities who have for years struggled with unreliable electricity supply.
Some good news, the Gauteng Department of E-Governments has installed an additional 193 CCTV cameras in townships, informal settlements and hostel areas. This expansion follows the success of the first two phases, which saw 300 cameras being installed.
The expansion of the CCTV surveillance in our township and informal settlement is a key part of ensuring a safer Gauteng. We remain committed to improving the lives of our people through significant technology solutions, and these security measures are essential to achieving that goal.
That's the department spokesperson, Sitembiso Ndlovu. And we end off in Japan, where a former professional boxer, who's also the world's longest-serving death row inmate, will receive a record compensation payout of around 26 million rand. The 89-year-old, who spent more than 40 years in death row, was acquitted last year. He was sentenced to death in 1968 for the murder of four people. New evidence, however, led to his acquittal and release in 2014. Compensation is the highest ever handed out for a wrongful conviction in Japan. I'm Chanel September, back with more news in Afrikaans at 11.
Wag nie so vinnig nie, dame. 5 minute oor 10, môre julle. Welkom by die Work Zone, en dit is Chanel's, dit was die stem van Chanel September op die Work Zone op Jacaranda FM. I'm Ilana, good morning. I didn't warn you about this one, but we're going to motivate people this morning.
Yes.
So yesterday I had a WhatsApp from one of our callers, and he mentioned the fact that he's unemployed, and it must be very, very difficult if you know you have a talent and you really want to share it with the world, but you're struggling to find. You know, you're struggling to find. So I found an article this morning, and I'm going to share it with you later on the show. But the first question I'm asking everyone on 084-850-0942 is, how long did it take you to find a job? So I'll use an example, and then Chanel's going to tell me. So I remember out of matric, I had to audition for my first theatre production, even though I was a student at the University of Stellenbosch. And I managed to pass the audition out of almost 40 students. And at the time, the university had a rule.